Hi, I'd like to share with you a testimony of a miracle that happened to me a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, I got healed of arthritis. I had a real severe case of it, and there wasn't any cure for it. And I'd just like to share some of the things that happened to me when I did have it, and circumstances and my feelings when I was healed. I first came down with it back in 1980. I was going to school back in Florida. I'm originally from Homestead, Florida, and I was going to school in Central Florida. It was about 300 miles away, and I was 19 at the time. I had just come back from the holidays, you know, partying and drinking with my friends, and I just really thought I had the world by the tail. You know, everything was seemed to be going pretty well for me. And I had everything lined out, what I was going to do for my career and in college and everything. But when I was getting ready to go back to school, I kind of joked to my mom, I must be getting old because my legs are real stiff. And I just kind of passed it off. Well, the thing was, when I went back to school, the stiffness in my legs never left. It kept getting worse and worse and worse. And after a little bit, I developed like a stabbing pain in my knees. It was like a knife was being jammed into my knees over and over again. And I was pretty worried about it. I hadn't done anything to my knees to damage them or anything. And then after a couple of days, it spread to my hips and ankles and feet, the stabbing pains, the stiffness and everything. I got real scared. I didn't know what to do, so I went to Patrick Air Force Base. It was kind of up towards where I was going to school. And went to the emergency room, and the doctor there told me that there wasn't much he could do for me there, that I needed to get an appointment with a doctor and take some aspirin, maybe it would help me. And so I got an appointment with the doctor a few days later, and the pain was getting worse in my legs, and the doctor gave me some, he gave me a prescription, and he gave me some papers for some tests I needed to have done in a couple of days. Well, after I had left his office the next day or two, the pain had spread from my legs to my back, to all of my spine and up in my shoulders, and my elbows and hands and wrist. And it really terrified me, because it was like my whole body was just being stabbed by knives over and over again in every joint in my body. And I was real scared, and I called my parents, and they came up and got me. And I remember the next morning, it was like I was twice as sick as the night before. I was admitted to the hospital. And I was just getting sicker and sicker, it seemed like, hour by hour. And I was real scared. Nothing like this had ever happened to me. I had the normal things go wrong with you. I had, like, my appendix taken out, my wisdom teeth pulled, and I had to take a pox, you know. But this was real serious. I was pretty worried about it. So they put me in the hospital. I shared a room with four other guys. They were real sick. They were real seriously sick. There was one guy. They didn't know exactly what he had. I think it was emphysema or something. He was, you know, he couldn't breathe right, and he was coughing and spitting most of the time, breathing into this tube. It really sounded like he was dying. Another guy had a real bad heart attack. He barely moved at all, it seemed. And the guy next to me had, like, a blood disease or something. He had been in the hospital for a couple months. And, there I was, in the hospital. I was all spaced out because of the pain. And, I was taking, like, 20 pills a day for pain. And, it didn't seem to be doing me much good. I was real sick. I was real terrified. I thought that I was dying. I remember my friends coming in to see me. I hadn't had time to tell them that I was sick or anything because it just hit me so fast. We really didn't know what to say to each other. The doctors did all kinds of tests on me to see what was causing the pain. They did seem to think it was some type of arthritis, and they tested me for just all types of arthritis. They tested me for rheumatoid arthritis, I remember that. And they repeated the test over a couple times. They just couldn't find out the reason why I was in so much pain. But finally, I'd spent about 9 days in the hospital altogether, and I just knew something serious had happened to me. They told me that I did have polyarthritis, and in my case, it was every joint: my toes, my ankles, my knees, both my hips and my shoulders. My elbows, wrists, and hands. They told me there was no cure for it. That the best they could do is try to treat the symptoms. That I needed to start living an easy life, and that I needed to take care of my bones and stuff. And they let me go after 9 days, because they thought they had done about as much as they could do for me. But, I walked out of the hospital. My whole life was shattered. You know, I felt like I was 100 years old. With all my youth and all my health taken from me. And I was really crushed physically and emotionally. I tried to cope with the pain. I tried to start living a normal life again. It really wasn't working out. I noticed a pattern with the weather. When it rained, my condition was aggravated, and I would just get really, really sick, and I'd have to stay in bed and take more medicine. But on sunny days, if the humidity was low, I'd feel almost okay. But still, there was no cure for me. But in Florida, it just rained so much that the weather was just really terrible for me, and I couldn't handle all that pain. And I began to wonder if I could live in the desert, maybe. Maybe I could live in the desert and live a normal life. So about 10 months after I first came down with it, I decided to move out to Las Cruces. I had an aunt that lives here, and she was willing to take me in. So in about, it was about a year later, in February of 81, I moved out to Las Cruces, New Mexico. My aunt did a lot for me. She's a real sweet lady, and she helped me out quite a bit. I kept to myself mostly, though, because I was so homesick and depressed most of the time. The weather was more merciful to me than it was in Florida, but I still had arthritis. I'd still get sick when it rained. I'd get sick if I didn't eat right. I'd get sick if I did too much physical exercise. Some days I just hurt for no reason at all, it seemed like. And, well, I used to drink quite a bit, and I'd go party with my friends, and of course that would really aggravate my arthritis. It was like the next day after I partied, I could barely move. But I didn't care, you know, I just didn't care. I was gonna hurt no matter what I did. And, I would drink to, kind of forget that I was so sick, away from home. See, when I left home, it was like for good. I knew that I could never really live there. I could go and visit, you know, once in a while, but I could never go back and make it my home. You know, if I was this sick when I was 19, what was I going to be like if I was 60 or 70 years old? You know, it was just too horrible for me to imagine. I'd be in a wheelchair, living in a nursery home or something. So I was pretty terrified about the future. So, my aunt had a friend who knew a manager at one of the fast food restaurants here in Las Cruces. And I was able to get a job washing dishes. And, I was working about 15 hours a week there. The people were really nice, but I didn't want to make any friends. I didn't want people to know that I did have arthritis, because I didn't want anybody to feel sorry for me. You know, there wasn't any cure for me. So I didn't want to be like these old men who talk about their aches and pains and their operations, you know. I just didn't want my sickness to be topics of conversations with people. The people I worked with, though, were real nice. They'd come and talk to me. They'd ask me what my name was, how old I was, and then they'd ask me where I was from. And then I'd tell them, you know, I was from Florida. They'd ask me, you know, why on earth would I want to leave Florida? Of course, like, that was a knife in my heart. Didn't want to leave. I just didn't tell him why. I'd lie or something. I'd tell him I was going to school. And, well, that summer, my friends back home did talk me into going back home. But I needed to make some more money so I could afford to go back home. So I got a second job as a cook at a greasy hamburger place. And I also washed dishes at this, at my first job. But I'll never forget my first day as a cook, cooking hamburgers. My boss would show me, you know, you take the hamburger patty and put it down on the grill, and you take the spatula and you'd smash the hamburger down on the grill so it would cook. You let it cook for a little bit, then you take the spatula and scrape it off, flip it over, and then smash the hamburger patty back down on the grill, and then you scrape the hamburger patty off with the spatula and put it on the bun. You know, that was real easy. Except for one thing, I had arthritis in my hands. And after doing that a while, my right hand would get real stiff and sore, and it started to really hurt, and I switch over to my left hand, and my left hand's not as strong as my right, so it kind of gave out sooner than my right one did, and it started to hurt a whole lot, and I switch back to my right hand, and I cook with that for a while, smashing the hamburger patties down and scraping them off the grill. After a couple hours of doing that, I was pretty scared because I hadn't brought any medicine with me. And I didn't want to tell anybody I had arthritis. So by the end of the day, my hands were just kind of consumed in pain. They were real weak. My aunt let me use her car to go to work that day, so I drove it home. I went to the bathroom and changed. But by then, my hands just kind of gave out. They were full of pain, and I just didn't have any strength left in them. When I went to open a bathroom door, I just didn't have enough strength to grip a doorknob. I couldn't open the door. I tried both hands. The door wasn't locked or anything. It was just closed. And I just didn't have enough strength in my hands to open the door. Kind of like a wave of panic hit me out then, and I just got so scared. I was so scared. It was like I couldn't holler for help. But I came really close to freaking out. My life was so screwed up with arthritis. And there wasn't any cure for it. I was as healthy as I was ever going to be. And I really came close to losing my hold on things. I don't remember how long I was in the bathroom, but I tried one more time to open the door. And, so I put both hands on the door and I turned it a little bit and I put my weight on the door and it opened. I hadn't gotten out of anything. I still had arthritis. But I was able to go back home that summer. I really needed to see my friends and family. And, of course, the weather was really bad for me. I was sick a lot of time. And I came back to Las Cruces, and I went to school. I bought 10 feet, so I wouldn't have to depend on my aunt and my cousin, so I could try to live on my own a little bit. And but there were some days I'd ride my bike out to school, and while I was in class, like, it would rain. And I'd start getting all sick in class, and but then I would have to ride my bike home in the rain. And I just couldn't keep calling people every time I got sick, because I was sick a lot of times. I just didn't want to be a burden to people. And I'd ride my bike home, and I'd just collapse in bed. I'd be so sick. And then that Christmas, I went home again, and my brother, my best friend, moved out to Las Cruces with me, and we had a plan, you know, we were going to get our own apartment and things. But it didn't work out for them. They were homesick. They missed their family and friends. my best friend went home. So my brother and I were living together. There was one day it rained, and I was really sick. We didn't have a phone, so we had to walk like a half a block to the payphone to make our phone calls. And I asked my brother to call work for me and tell him I wasn't coming in. See, by then I had quit my job as a cook. And I was just working at my first job, doing maintenance and doing dishes and things. So he called my boss and told my boss I was sick and I wasn't coming in. Of course, my boss, you know, goes, "Well, why can't he come in? Is he okay?" And then my brother said, "Well, it's his arthritis. It's raining today, and he just won't be able to work today." Well, the next day I went into work, and usually it would take me like a day or two to recover from all that pain that I was in when it did rain. So I was still feeling kind of sick and down that I was hurting. And that's when I found out my boss knew that I had arthritis. And we had a talk. I told him how bad it was. I told him what I had and everything. And there wasn't any cure for it. And I didn't want people to know that I had it. And, I knew he was a good Christian man. He started telling me that the Lord really loved me and that he didn't want to see me in this kind of pain, and that I didn't have to live with arthritis, that I could go home, I could live anywhere in the world, and I wouldn't have to take medicine for the pain and everything, because I wouldn't have arthritis anymore. So he was telling me that the Lord could heal me. I really didn't want to hear about God and about Jesus and everything. I wasn't into religion. I didn't go to church that much. But I was, you know, I was real cool. You know, I could go to church if somebody asked me to. But I just kind of passed it off, you know. I just respected his concern for me. And I got to work with my boss more closely. And we just started doing things together. You know, we go to movies and whatever. Started becoming better friends. And my brother left. And I moved back with my aunt that summer. And towards the end of the year, towards the end of 82, I rented this trailer, and I moved out of my aunt's house. She let me use her car to move my stuff from her place over to this trailer I was renting. And, you know, I was pretty excited. This was going to be kind of my own place. And I was going to be living alone. And I was kind of looking forward to spending my first night there. And so I was moving my stuff. I think it was a Sunday night. And my aunt had to use her car the next morning for her carpool. So she dropped me off Sunday night. And I went to sleep early that night because I was kind of stiff and sore from moving my stuff around. Well, the next morning I woke up and I was really sick. It was raining. I felt like I was 100 years old and I was pretty scared because nobody knew where I was yet. And I didn't have a phone or anything. And I only had like 2 pills of aspirin left. I think that's what scared me the most. I kind of panicked, kind of freaked out, because I was just so sick and I needed help, and there was nobody around. I lived right behind a convenience store. It was across the alley from me. But seemed like it took me forever to walk across the alley in the rain over to the convenience store. And I made a phone call to work and told them I wasn't coming in. And I bought some aspirin and some food. And I just kind of walked back to my trailer. I was just getting sicker and sicker being out in that rain. I just started getting really depressed. Because as time was going by, I would hurt more, and the pain would stay with me longer, and it would take me longer to recuperate. And I just went back to bed, took some medicine. So, the winter of 83, I was just working and everything, and towards that spring, my boss was going to go to a prayer meeting. It was like an hour away from Las Cruces in another town, and he invited me up to go with them, with him and his wife and a couple of friends. And they were going to go to dinner. I just go and be with my friends, spend some time with them. But on the way, they started talking about this evangelist that was going to be at this prayer meeting. She had a healing ministry. And they were talking about people who were getting healed and things. Of course, here I was, me and my arthritis, listening to this. And I was hearing him say, like, a guy with epilepsy was healed. You know, and I just say, you know, he didn't probably have epilepsy to begin with. You know, it might have been something else that had a cure. And they talked about this other person who was blind, who was healed at one of these meetings. And I said, well, you know, that person just probably got well, you know. Just had a temporary condition or something. Not just making excuses. Because I knew that there was no cure for what I had. It sounded kind of crazy to me, though. Just praying for somebody and they get healed. So when we got to the meeting, we had met the evangelist before and went to dinner. She was really neat. I liked her a whole lot. And so at the prayer meeting, she called for people to come up to be prayed over. And by then, my friends were wanting me to go up and get prayed on. And I just got real confused about things. And I didn't understand about Jesus. I didn't understand healing and things. And I got real confused and upset. Not because of my friends. Not because of what they were trying to do for me. But just the situation I was in. So I walked out of the prayer meeting. Went out to the car. And you know, my friend came out and talked to me, and he said, you know, Bob, you're right on the verge. You can be healed, you know. Just go up and let her pray for you, and Jesus can heal you. But I was really upset that night, and I finally gave in and went up to be prayed over, but it wasn't because I believed in God, and it wasn't because I believed I could be healed or anything. I just wanted to go home. And then a few days later, it rained and I was real sick. And I just tried to hide that pain from my friends and the evangelist. See, she would come by the store and see my boss and his wife. She'd say hi to me. And they'd all tell me about Jesus and things. You know, and I'd listen, but I just didn't understand a lot. And they invited me to another prayer meeting, kind of like in July of '83. There was going to be a concert, and they were going to have a prayer meeting, and they were going to have a barbecue there. You know, of course, the barbecue kind of caught my attention, you know. So I thought I'd go and be with them. And during the prayer meeting, the evangelist, you know, called for people to come up and get prayed over. And by then I was kind of heading towards the back of the crowd, you know. I didn't want to go up. I didn't understand that. So I was standing at the back of the crowd, and the evangelist was praying over people. And she had her head bowed, and she pointed right at me. And she said, there's a young man in the back. The Lord wants to heal. And if he'd come up and get prayed on, he could be delivered. You know, and I knew she meant me. But I was just real mixed up and confused. Yeah. I just wanted to tell her that I hurt so bad, you know, and I didn't want to live with it. But instead of going up, I left the meeting. And that summer, I was spending most of my time at the water slide. I bought like an all-day pass and stay out there like 4 hours, walking up all these steps and sliding down the slide and walking up all these steps and sliding down the slide. And I do that, you know, for a couple hours a day. Like every other day, I'd be out there. I missed the water and the sun, not being in Florida. But the thing is, by the end of summer, my legs were becoming so crippled that I could barely walk up the stairs, and I couldn't take more than half hour of it. You know, that was something really noticeable to me, on how fast my legs were being crippled. And thing is, I just kept ignoring it. I just wouldn't think about it, and I would just push it out of my mind. Try to live my life to the fullest, go for all the gusto I could. But I kind of knew in the back of my mind, next summer, I'm not going to be able to walk up these stairs. And I was pretty depressed over that. And then in September of '83, towards the end of September of '83, my friend and his wife invited me up to have dinner with the evangelist and her aunt and uncle. And they were going to have a prayer meeting up at a church there. Be with them. So I said, okay. So the prayer meeting was like on the first Sunday of October of '83. And something happened that morning. I woke up and I was so sick. I felt like I just didn't want to get out of bed. I was in so much pain. And I laid there and I just came to terms with arthritis. I mean, I just didn't want to go on living if this is the way life was going to treat me. I couldn't live with the pain anymore. And I said, while I was remembering what they were telling me about Jesus, about how I could be healed and everything, and I just said, okay, Jesus, today I'm going to start doing things your way. I'm going to go to the prayer meeting tonight and have the evangelist pray for me. And I'm just going to try to start doing things your way, Jesus. I don't want to live this way anymore. And I don't recommend anybody doing this if they're taking medication, especially if they would develop a real serious complication if they stopped taking medicine. But that day, I didn't take it. I just didn't take any medicine. And I just got really, really sick. And we went up to the prayer meeting that night. And it rained all the way up. And I was sitting in the car. I was all spaced out because of the pain. And I was just thinking all the way up there about the healing line. I was going to get in it. I was going to try to start living the way Jesus would want me to live. So we got up there and had dinner at the evangelist's aunt and uncle's house. We went up to prayer meeting, and the evangelist called for people to come up and get prayed on, and I went up. Nobody had to drag me that time. I got prayed on, and I just felt this real sense of peace come over me. And I just kind of watched a few other people get prayed on while I was up front. Then I went back to my seat, you know. And then we went over to the evangelist's aunt and uncle's house. And we had some coffee, and we stayed up till like 3 in the morning just talking about things. And they were talking about God. And the evangelist's aunt was giving her testimony. If I remember correctly, she had died a couple of times or something, and she saw Jesus and everything, and it was like, it really made an impression upon me. My friend would just kind of explain a few things to me that I didn't understand. But the thing that impressed me the most was the faith of these people. I mean, I could see that these people believed in God, and there's just no doubt in their mind that God was real to them. And they were just talking and everything. And so we left Las Cruces, and I fell asleep on the way back. We must have got back to Las Cruces about 4 or 5 in the morning. And I had an 8 o'clock class that morning, and I had forgotten all about it. My alarm went off, and I woke up. I had slept past my alarm. So then I woke up at 8 o'clock, and I said, oh no, I'm going to be late. And I had to be at that class because it was a really tough class. I couldn't miss a day. So I just threw my clothes on, grabbed my books, and ran outside. It was raining, so I ran back inside and grabbed my jacket. I went back to the car, and I took off the class, you know. I was all worried. I was going to be late, you know. And I was just planning on sneaking in the back of the classroom. And I pulled up on campus there. I drove like 3 or 4 miles to campus. And then it dawned on me. It was raining. And I got out of the car. And I just leaned on my car, and I looked up at the sky. I felt it rain on me for a while. And I squeezed my hands together and I shrugged my shoulders. And I didn't hurt. I didn't even know it was raining. I wasn't in any type of pain or stiffness. And I said, I just looked up at the sky and I said, God, I never read the Bible before, God, and to tell you the truth, God, I don't know what happens to me. If I would die right now, you know, I would go to heaven or hell. I don't understand about eternal life and things like that. I squeezed my hands so hard, I said, God, but this I understand. My hands don't hurt, and it's raining. I didn't take any medicine, you know, and I said, thank you, Lord. And I ran off to class, and I stomped my feet as I went up the stairs to see if my legs were hurt. They didn't hurt. And I snuck in the back of the class, and I didn't even pay attention to the teacher. I just looked at the rain out the window. And it was like the first time I ever saw it rain before. And all that day, I just kind of walked in the rain around campus. Looked up. Just kind of, I just didn't understand how God was doing what he was doing to me. And the next day it rained, and it still didn't hurt, and I said, wow, Lord, thank you. I don't understand how you did it, but thank you. And the next day it still rained, so that was Wednesday, it was still raining. Sunday I went to prayer meeting, and then Monday I went to school, Tuesday and Wednesday. I said, God, I want to know more about you. This is great, Lord. It's been about 4 days since I've hurt. I haven't taken any medicine at all. And so I talked to my boss, and I got a Bible from, I got about seven Bibles, really. And I just started reading the Bible, and it was like, the things I never saw before were really making sense to me, and things I heard all my life when I went to church. I finally understood them and knew that they applied to me. But what really touched me the most was when I read the Psalms. It was like I could have written it. And I'd just like to read it to you. Psalm 116. It says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me, and the anguish of the grave came upon me. And then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. And then it says, for you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That really touched me when I read that. You know, it's like, wow, this person really knew what he was talking about when he wrote this. And so I just started reading the Bible more. And, well, Thursday, the next day, it didn't rain. And I was all disappointed and depressed. And I said, God, can you make it rain again? And it was kind of like the Lord said, Bob, this is the desert. You know, it's not supposed to rain this much. So I said, okay. And, oh, it was so wonderful. I started doing things that I couldn't do before. I started working out with weights. You know, I mean, I remembered a time when I couldn't even open a door that was just closed. And there I was pumping iron.